This is Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Thomas Caldwell joining us as film critic and programmer. Today he brings us the wonderful film that we cannot see until lockdown lifts, but it gives us hope.
Rose's Wedding. And I do feel a bit funny reviewing a film that none of us can go to see yet, because it was meant to be released today. But let's hope we can all go to see it next week. And I wanted to mention it because it's a film. It's a little thing that gave me a lot of delight and pleasure and made me feel really great after having seen it. So I think it's something everyone can look forward to, because it'll give you a buzz. Yeah. It's a really lovely Spanish film about a woman named Rosa. She's in her mid-40s, and as the film begins, we see she has no life of her own. Work pressures, incredible family pressures, even her neighbours and her friends are just constantly piling on tasks that they expect her to do. And she wants to look out for everybody, and she does all this. So she has no space or time to herself. And I'll tell you what, being in lockdown right now, that scenario is very familiar. And what Rosa does is she just packs up one day and moves to her childhood town. And her plan is to reopen her mother's old dressmaking workshop. And she also decides it's time to get married. But she's going to marry herself. And that's what Rosa's Wedding is all about.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. It's a very lighthearted comedy drama, and look, its ambitions are modest. It just wants to deliver a very accessible feel-good message about empowerment, but this is not a sort of trite inspirational story either. There is enough sophistication in the characterization and storytelling to, I think, give the film a bit of depth. And actually, one of the things I really like is her changing physical location isn't the instant cure and escape that you know might be in another type of film. Most of the hassles of her life actually follow her, mostly because people think that they don't quite understand what she's doing with the wedding, and they think she's going to surprise everybody with a groom and have a big production. But the other thing this film really captures is just that constant intrusion of mobile devices, you know, that vibration and chime. And this film, especially in the first half, is just so relentless in the constant chatter on the soundtrack of people talking into their phones. And I think it captures that very modern situation we have, where you just can't get a second to yourself, and because you're so contactable and reachable all the time through our devices. The other thing that I think this film does really well is it evolves a lot of the characters, not just Rosa. You know, at the start of the film, we meet her brother Armando and her sister Violeta, who come across as almost the villains in the way they just assume that she will do so much stuff for them, especially in relation to caring for their children and looking after their aging father. So they could have been very two-dimensional characters, but they've got their own pains and, you know, hassles in life as well, and we see them evolve over the course of the film as well. And so this sort of very fractured family who took each other for granted and were a huge burden to each other sort of start to come together and finally see each other and examine their own lives in a way that really caught me by surprise. I kind of wasn't expecting the subtleties of this film as it explores this transformation. And look, a lot of films are really dependent on the final moment to sort of make the whole film feel worthwhile. And Rose's Wedding is sort of one of those films where what really makes it is sort of the last 10 minutes. But that's not a criticism, because the rest of the film is quite enjoyable. And then we get this really beautiful finale where everything isn't instantly sorted out and made right. You know, life is still really messy, but it just delivers that kind of cathartic release of sort of hope and inspiration that I was very surprisingly moved by.
And you're right to create something that doesn't sort of rest on that cheese factor, but to be genuinely simple enough to evoke that joy is not as easy as it seems. And I think it sounds like a really empowering film for so many people that are not defined by relationships that they are in.
Exactly. It really is about looking at what is important to you in your own life and examining the way you relate to other people. I mean, the other thing this film explores is her relationship with her daughter. And Rosa even recognises that she has to make adjustments there for her sake and for her daughter's sake. So she's also capable of being overbearing. It's a great film at about looking inwards to be a better person outwards to everybody around you.
Someone said Rose's wedding is delightful. Her wedding dress is divine. Sadly and joyfully, it's something for us to look forward to because we won't be able to see it until our cinemas are back open and cranking again, but very important to get into those cinemas when we can to support what we love, which is that vibrant cultural life that we have. Palace Films in cinemas from the 22nd of July, which is today, so it's not true, but it will be open soon. Thomas Caldwell, Rose's Wedding. Thank you so much.
ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria. You're with Jacinta Parsons.